Contrary to some folks' opinion, I'm not as dumb as I look. Ask Sister Kittentrig. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'll begin reading, I want to read the last two verses in chapter 2. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet are you now able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builder thereon. I'll call your attention to this phrase. I want to be a part of the message, a big part of the message. And I hope I don't cover up the message with the sermon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you're Christ, and Christ is God's. Thank you. You can be seated. Pray with me, Lord. Here's your people gathered up to hear from you. It's my wonderful privilege, me, less than the least of these saints, is this grace given that I can preach the unsearchable riches concerning you. Please, Lord, honor your word. You said you've chosen the foolishness to preach and to save those who believe. Would you please do that tonight? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, some interpret this passage. I was taught it as a young Christian. There's a person standing before God at the judgment seat, paying for his sins with his works. That violates the big preacher word soteriology. My question, how many of your general works would God have to burn to clear your case? I would be saved just as by fire, for sure. And our pastor told us that the issue is your attitude and your opinion about things. I said, well, that eliminates all of mine. Sometimes I hadn't got a good attitude, but the righteousness of Christ, the blood of Christ, saves us from unrighteousness. I take that to mean might be some right things done wrong. So I'll tell you a thing. I pray that we can see the prayerful concern of this admonition. Paul said, I have laid the foundation. Another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Consider verse 6 and 7. God gave the increase. Brother Barney, God giveth the increase. ETH, Brother Barney is pretty firm about that. Not always, but almost always, if a word ends with ETH, it's ongoing. So at this present time, it's God that giveth the increase. That ought to motivate us, dear people. Almost everyone agrees that one of the most difficult things and one of the most discouraging problems in church life is church members that don't seem to be interested in following Christ. And the conclusion most of the time is they're not Christians. Well, how did they get in? Christ's prophecy in Matthew 22 advises us, the Jews judged themselves unworthy of everlasting life, and they turned to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles went out. Christ said, bid them to the marriage. Now, Mark uses a very, very strong English word, compel them to come. Not only the Holy Spirit can do that, but the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Lord uses the bride. The Spirit, the church. That's what he has ordained and determined to use. Dr. Graham's faithful with the statistic. Mass producing Christians has never been fruitful and effective. Now, the problem here is we want us to see that looking at this truth, I believe I'm right. If I'm not, well, you can straighten me out, but bring your Bible. I'm not interested in your opinion. I've got plenty of mine. I'm interested in the Word of God like you are. I want us to see that looking at this, and being serious about, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, will not affect true evangelism. It will not stymie true what we call mission work. All it'll do is put a fire in our bosom that discouragement and insincere seekers can't put out. God does that for us. God gives the increase. The carnality of the Corinthians was their being proud of their spirituality and elevating the men among them. Verse 4, the ministers are just men. Boy, that's a big thing in church life. I won't go into that. That's not my message. But everybody's got their favorite preacher. Now, here we are, a bunch of preachers here now. If you've come to worship one of them, you better get started worshiping because the last amen's going to be said and they'll be gone somewhere else. That happens, people. I have been personally involved with churches, and the pastor leave, and some of the people just quit. You go to talk to them. They was interested in following the preacher. He's gone now. It is a problem. Now, God gives them, these ministers to us. They're just ministers by whom you believe. Now, the distinction is there. There's a distinct difference between Darrell Lingerfield and the other men of this church. The distinction is definitely there as a called, gifted man of God. But the elevation that we have in church life, we got from the old Roman Catholic whore. It's not the clergy and the congregation. We brothers in Christ. Matter of fact, when Paul compared himself to the other apostles, he said, I'm the least. But when he compared himself to the saints, he said, I'm less than the least. So there you have it. Listen, fellas. Saints, it does not matter what you're doing, sowing or watering. God gives the increase, not us. That'll help us. That really, really helped me. The men are nothing. Apollos is nothing. Paul is nothing. That's two zeros. The two read zeros in verse 7 and 8. The two zeros are one in Christ. Only God can add like that. The mathematician Chip Phillips helped me with that. You got zero plus zero is one. You put a zero behind the determining factor and you got 10. You put another zero there and you got 100. That's God's arithmetic. You can't take two zeros and make one. Only God can do that. God, by his grace, provided Paul the wonderful privilege to try the building material. Verse 9, the laborers are together. We labors together, not first people elevated. That's on over in the chapter. I'll close with that. The last part of verse 9, the people coming into the kingdom are likened unto plants. And then the people coming to Christ are likened unto building material. Did you notice it there? I'll call your attention to it in verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. And he takes his due for laying the foundation at Corinth. And he did. And then the admonition. It was a warning one day. I was saved and groomed and sent out by a going and growing and glowing go get 'em church. And when it became apparent that some of my converts was not going to follow Christ, that's very disappointing, very discouraging. It really hit me hard. I thought some of them were really saved. They didn't have no interest in Jesus Christ and less interest in the local church. I suspect that fellow's lost. He got no regard for Christ, no time for the church. I suspect he needs to be saved. The least he should do is examine his faith, whether he's in the faith. Now, the describing of the building materials used, not plants now, but people. The building material, verse 13 through 15, will be tried by God's testing fire. Those that buy of Christ gold tried in the fire, that's Revelation 3:18, will remain. Now, the gold, silver, and precious stone, I can just take one book, and if you believe the Bible, I can show you that the jewels are God's elect. And he's gathering his jewels even as we speak. Those that will not follow Christ are proven to be wood, hay, and stubble. Chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. So the testimony of Christ is confirmed in them, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, people, listen. It's not like some of us did, and we waited till the last night before 6 weeks till and tried to memorize. God does not work like that. He chastens every son that he receives and daughter. He puts his test in fire, and what are his works stand. Those that are our converts, listen to me, people. I faced that as a young preacher. It hurt me to my soul. Those that will not stand God's testing fire surely are the wood and the hay and the stubble. His jewels will remain. When the builder's material is burned, he suffers loss, yet he's still saved. Those that we enlist that will not follow Christ, it's a discouragement, it's a disappointment. But listen to me. Don't let it stymie you and stop your witness, even if it's someone in your immediate family. There's insincere speakers, seekers from the very first. The mixed multitude came out of Egypt and discouraged the hearts of God's people. They still will do that. God will not bless his people. The last of the reading, I read all the chapter. I should have said it's not going to be a verse-by-verse commentary, but an overall blanket application. Verse 16 through 23, ye are the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells in you, verse 16. Verse 17, if anyone is not interested in Christ dwelling in him, that is, being the temple of Christ, God will destroy him. And if he's a worker, he's a hireling. I whoop the saints with that verse too long. Now, shame on you. There you go. You're dishonoring God with your body. Now, I don't know what you're talking about, preacher. If you keep doing that, God's going to destroy you. But I knew some old saints that dip snuff, and I know some preachers that do worse things than dipping snuff. I'm not for snuff dipping. I've been delivered. I tried it a time or two. First time I tried it, they told me I didn't have enough stuff. And the next time I tried it, nobody had to tell me I had too much. I'm not talking about dipping snuff and things like that that associate the filthiness of the flesh that we're supposed to lay aside. I'm talking about a fellow that does not care about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. All he's interested in is enlistment and building up his resume so he'll look better and the Lord will lead him on to a bigger congregation with better benefits. Don't deceive yourself. God in his wisdom knoweth them that are his, and he will. God will not bless his people to glory in men. Let me tell you from experience, he'll put his testing fire on it. The Apostle Paul tells us twice, lest I be exalted above measure. That's getting a little proud about God working in his life. God put a thorn in his flesh. I had a fellow ask me pretty regularly, some of my old co-workers, Brother Johnny, I know when you first started preaching, boy, you had a lot of decisions. I said, yeah, I did. Do you have a lot of decisions now? And I said, depends on where I'm at. Really? And I said, yeah. Some of the places that I go to, the most decisions are made on Sunday morning. Really? And I said, yeah, they decide not to come back. Insincere seekers. Again, let me say, if you're not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're not interested in committing yourself to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I encourage you to examine your faith. Somebody might have come along and talked you into something and got you to say the quote, so-called sinner's prayer and may have pronounced you saved. If you don't have any interest in Christ, you're not interested in committing to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, examine your faith. Because I hope you're not wood, hay, and stubble to be burned. What happens? God puts his testing fire on our false converts. And they won't stand the testing fire. They just will not. In Matthew chapter 13, Christ presents four groups of people. One are careless. I call it the parable of the sower and the hearer. Christ taught, take heed what you hear, take heed how you hear. One is careless in Matthew 13. He don't care. One has too much care. The care of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word. One will not stand in God's testing fire. And that just leaves one out of four, 25 out of 100. And I'll save my little finger for last, but he knows he's a dirt ball made out of dirt. He knows he got a little life to go through and drag this dirt around. Then he's going to lay down and go back to the dirt, but his spirit's going to stand before God, just like yours. You're going to give an account. Do it now. Come before his judgment throne now. Make arrangements with God now. Now listen, people. Sow water. For all things are yours. You're Christ and Christ is God. Now this is not an isolated truth. It's at least three times in the New Testament. Now, conclusion. It's bound to mean something. I hope I didn't cover up the message with my sermon. The good ground brings forth fruit, but different amounts according to his several ability. I do not have to give an account for Daryl Langerfeld's ministry. It's not mine. I do give an account real regular to God Almighty for mine. Pray for me. I got everything is set. Sister Monday Cleghorn got her thumb on the button. We waiting on the little island of Dominica to relax their restrictions about the COVID. Before I could go, but they'd hold me 14 days in quarantine. At my expense. At the guest house of their choice. I couldn't do that. Now they'll only hold me 4 days in quarantine at the guest house of their choice at my expense. Now, I might could live with that, but if one person on that plane when it goes down at the airport in Dominica, if one person on that plane, including the crew, if one person has an elevated temperature, it does not have to be COVID-19. If one person has an elevated temperature, we all go into quarantine for 14 days at our expense. Pray for me. I really would. Brother Barney, I would like to make one more trip before I get old. Pray for me. We won't turn there, but you people are familiar with 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and chapter 4. The Spirit of God ministers in us, and we change from glory and glory into the image of Jesus Christ. That's growing in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And we apply that to the gold, silver, and precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble. This will cause us to pray about our ministry. It's the Holy Spirit in us. We'll get serious about our methods, how we build. Not tricks, not traps, not terrible pressure, or totally false promises. Brother Barney don't know the dialect and the lingo down in those islands, so I had to interpret for him some, tell the people what he was saying. Listen to this. Say blonde cabin bombuche. It's an unknown tongue, right, Pastor? I'll give you the interpretation. Say blonde cabin bombuche. It's an illegitimate method of evangelism. See whites? For free, have good food. Now, I'm not against having a fish fry for the saints, but when you use it as a method of evangelism, it's illegitimate. And about the best you can hope for out of it is illegitimate children. One fella challenged me. He said, Jesus had a fish fry. And I said, well, he'd use a little boy's sack lunch. He didn't have no fish fry. But he warned them immediately. And I'd come to you, fish fry, if while they're still smacking their lips, if you'd let me stand up and holler it loud. Listen, if you don't repent and come to Jesus Christ by faith, you'll die with your belly full still smacking grease around your mouth. Die and go to hell without Jesus Christ. Fish fries and church activities and church stuff, church membership, water baptism. None of these things produce converts and eternal life. It's the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God came to this earth through a virgin's womb. That's mighty important. A body. God prepared a body in a virgin's womb. It was God come to this earth in the form of a human. Our message is Christ Jesus the Lord. What about us? It's in that Corinthian letter chapter 4. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Yes. That makes us dirt boys. Yes. Yeah, we just dirt people. Yes. Pretty soon, they're going to put you in the grave and you're going to go back to the dirt. Most of you junk jewelry will too. It'll just be over. It'll be gone. We're messengers. I should have had you to turn there to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We preach. You ready for this, ain't you, Brother Brown? You've lived this. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Listen to a man's message. Listen, it's not about him. Who is he? He's just ministered. When he starts elevating himself, you can start getting suspicious. Don't listen to him. He's got something up his sleeve. He's got a trick. What's our motivation? We thus judge. If one died for all, then all were dead. The love of Christ constraineth us. Now, that's not the English word restrain. The love of Christ holds us together and carries us along as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad? Looking for God's building material. I'll refer back to my message. The gold and the silver and the precious stone must be God's elect. Look for them. Sinner, you here tonight? Without Christ, come to Christ. Saint, if you're interested in working for the Lord, I can tell you there's plenty of room if you want to serve. Yes, sir. Amen. Now, if you want to be a great leader, you stay frustrated because people won't do it your way. But if you just want to be a servant and serve Christ, he will use you. I started out giving $20, $25 to the work of the Lord. And bear with me in my folly. A lot of you people here are responsible, especially Brown and Sandra and that Crossroads Church. When my cash transfers went over $50,000, the flag went up in the system. They suspected me of money laundering. Again, last year, of all years, with COVID shutting a lot of stuff down, my cash transfers went over $50,000. I'm giving God the glory. A country hick handling that many dollars, that's got to be the Holy Ghost working in the life of the believer. I'm making a point. I just wanted to do whatever the Lord wanted me to do. I just wanted to help where I could in this work. If I'd have had any idea of sharing what the Lord had for me, I'd have probably hyperventilated and lay down and died. I didn't know. How could I know? 43 states, Canada and Mexico, and 11 other places. A country here. I'm telling you, if you want to serve, there's plenty of room. Get in the line and say, Lord, use me. And he'll let you find some gold and silver and precious stones. Yes. Let's do that, brother and sister, pastor.